This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has unveiled highly anticipated new programs to help farmers better manage risk, ushering in one of the most significant reforms to U.S. farm programs in decades. The new programs, Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, are cornerstones of the Commodity Farm Safety Net programs in the 2014 Farm Bill, legislation that ended direct payments. Both programs offer farmers protection when market forces cause substantial drops in corn prices and/or revenues. Producers will have through early spring of 2015 to select which program works best for their business. When Congress drafted the new five-year law, it included funding to create online training tools to help producers make these decisions. The ag economists at the University of Illinois and colleges from other land-grant universities have a tool ready to go. Not only that, but they're ready to teach producers how to use the tool, too. Illinois will host webinars each Friday morning from now until at least the end of October, says Jonathan Kappas.
From about 8 to 9 in the morning, we'll run a webinar to walk through the tool, walk through the analysis. As we get deeper into harvest, we're going to update kind of where things stand and pull in some of the other experts to talk about what this means for prices and kind of provide as much information for producers. Every one of those will be archived on the website, so those farmers, they're busy. We certainly get that this is going to be a busy harvest. We want to make the information, as much of it available in multiple forms and convenient for the producer. So they can tune in at 8 a.m., they can come back at night when they're off the combine and they really want to see it. You know, there's an opportunity to do so.
It will be okay to ignore the tool for a couple months, says the U of I Ag Policy Specialist, as farmers take care of the more important and pressing business of harvest. The webinars and the training tool will be posted to the FarmDoc website for viewing anytime, anywhere, on demand. The address of the site is farmdoc.illinois.edu. One of the recent concerns in agriculture is how data should be used and managed. The American Farm Bureau Federation's new video series features questions farmers and ranchers should be asking when it comes to big data. American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says the first question farmers need to ask is who owns the data.
It's important that farmers think about this whole issue of big data right now and especially focus early on in the process on who actually owns the data. The fact is that you can ask many companies who owns the data and they'll say the farmer does, but it's really not that simple. It depends on a lot of issues. Who owns the data is a fundamental question that has to be answered before you even start making the decision on what kind of companies you might or might not share your data with.
Farm Bureau is working with six other ag groups and six agricultural tech providers to come up with principles for managing farmers' data.
Issues like security of your data, liability if there's a breach, confidentiality, is there transferability of data from one company to another? Trying to see if we can come up with some principles that all the groups can agree upon so that as this technology moves forward, we're all starting at the same point.
The topics in the new video series on big data include all the questions farmers should be asking when they consider using modern technologies on their farm.
Farmers are going to have to know that before they agree in a contract to provide their data to someone.
Thatcher says modern technologies can benefit farmers and ranchers.
A lot of people who have beta tested this technology tell us that they've been able to use less fertilizer, they've been able to use variable rate planting, they've been able to use less irrigation, and when you add up those things, in general, they've had more profit from precision agriculture.
You can find the Big Data video series on fb.org/bigdata. The Lincolnwood FFA chapter would like to announce that they recently took home second place in the Montgomery County Soils Competition. On September 25th, FFA members competed in the Montgomery County Soil Judging Competition. An 80-acre tract of land located southeast of Hillsboro was chosen for the competition by the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. Students had to calculate the percent slope of the land, evaluate the soil type, texture, structure, and percent organic matter present. The Lincolnwood FFA team earned second place at the competition, and Jenny Burnett earned fifth place individual overall. The team will advance to Section 15 soil judging on October 2nd. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Want to design your own annuity? A non-qualified flexible premium deferred annuity from Country Financial may be the next best thing. You can make deposits of any amount you wish in any contract year, as long as you make the $50 minimum deposit. You can even make deposits when you want, annually, semi-annually, quarterly, or monthly. If you miss a deposit and make it later, it won't affect your annuity. Ready to find out more? See me, Wayne Schaefer, Country Financial Representative in Jerseyville, and put our experience and financial strength to work for you. Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you help protect your private property rights as well as your property values. Macoupin County Farm Bureau fights to keep government from moving into your backyard and watches over land development to prevent damage and pollution to your property and keeps your water clean. Macoupin County Farm Bureau also works to keep landowners informed of land development projects and their effects on nearby properties. Call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau for more information. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means concern for members' rights.
For a look at how the harvest is progressing around the listening area, I spoke with area farmer Thomas Martin.
Yeah, definitely saw an abnormal amount of rain earlier on back, I guess, August. And there's a couple times where, you know, the field conditions were a little wetter than we would maybe prefer, but certainly it really didn't hamper anything. The real problem that we had was the moisture in the corn just seemed to take quite a while to come dry down, but in the last few days with all the sunlight and a little bit of warmth, we've really seen that kind of become less of an issue.
And what was the highest moisture content you were harvesting at for corn?
There's a few times it got into about 22, which is a lot more than we'd want to see it, trying to avoid using a grain drying system. But, you know, for the most part, I'd say 20, 21 is probably what we're looking at, a lot of our moisture.
And a lot of people were really, you know, hyping up and getting excited that this year's going to be a bumper crop. Are your yields as good as you were hoping them to be?
I would say so. We're probably looking at being right in line with last year on some of our yields, seeing a lot of fields kind of in that 220, 230 range on the yield per acre. Definitely satisfied with the yields. I think not having a lot of rain in July has probably kept the corn from reaching possibly its full potential on yield this year. We probably only got about an inch of rain in July for a lot of our fields, and I think that definitely hurt the crop, but it certainly didn't keep it from producing.
And a lot of people are noticing some stalk problems in some of their field. Are you guys encountering any of those problems?
So on the stalk issue, I would say that we've had a couple of our hybrids have definitely seen some more lodging issues, but we really haven't had a lot down corn. What I would say is we've noticed more of an issue on where we've done corn after corn. We do a lot of non-GMO corn. And so I think we probably have been getting some, you know, insect damage on that corn that we might not be seeing where we've done a corn-soybean rotation.
But overall, is everything looking pretty good? Not a lot of problems out there in the fields?
Really, I think, you know, the last week and this week and looking already for next week, we've had some ideal weather for getting out into the field for harvest. Really couldn't ask for, you know, much better conditions. Right now, soybeans are certainly starting to catch up on ripeness. I'm not sure exactly when we'll be starting to really look at harvesting into soybeans. We did take out the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders plot yesterday that we have at our farm. And I'm sure you'll have someone talk about the results, but definitely saw some interesting yields on there. One of the hybrids actually was up above 280 bushels to the acre.
And there were some people from the University of Illinois and also from SIU who were projecting that we were going to see some fields hit 300 bushel corn.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, our farm is going to be looking at that again. Non-GMO does not always reach the same yield levels as some of the genetically enhanced hybrids on the market. But certainly, you know, it still typically will justify the premium that we get for our corn. And I won't be surprised to hear some 300 numbers, maybe further north of where we're at, where they might have gotten some more rains through July. I think that's probably what kept us back from having, you know, yields that greatly surpassed last year.
Again, that was Montgomery County farmer Thomas Martin. We will have an update on the results of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders plot on Monday morning's Farm Show. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.